Learn more about Jack and Tom, as well as their connections on social media and podcast info at jackandtom.com. jackandtom.com.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, Bluebelly Tom. Just ran into a listener over at Woody's Oasis, Tom. Came up and ordered food, and I was writing a note to Chuck Rod, and said, I want this because if I eat Woody's, I'm going to live longer. Said, wait a minute, that's our commercial. Said, yeah, I listen to the show every day, so appreciate that. We're going to be talking with Dr. John H. Braccio.
Well, that means the messaging is working.
It's getting there, right?
Yeah, branding the product or service.
We're going to talk with Matt Charbonneau at 5:05. He was at Michigan State Media Day yesterday. And we're going to talk with Brendan Quinn at 4:05.
Yeah. We haven't talked
about the John Beilein.
Yeah, the Beilein story. And also, I mean, he's basketball is an ongoing thing, recruiting. And
right.
And guys are in there. I mean, they're getting ready to go to Spain. I'm not sure if BQ is going to Spain, but I'll be interested to get his take. Yeah, he usually does. He's living large, man.
He can tell us about Derek Walton, too, and the future of the players who were in summer league.
Let's go out to our Tropical Smoothie Hotline.
Very happy to welcome in Dr. John H. Braccio, renowned clinical psychologist, educational consultant, and a Renaissance man. Our Psychologically Speaking segment brought to you by Regional Psychological Services. John, we've had Media Day yesterday, and won't be long. We've got 45 days, 25 days, right?
Yeah.
24 days
now. We're sitting here at 24 August 7th. Days. I mean, you do the math.
24 days. That's
to the 31st. That's three touchdowns and a field goal away. 24.
And you'll be out there tailgating and enjoying yourself before Michigan State, Utah State.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, this is the great time of year. It's one good reason to look forward to fall, even though I'm still enjoying summer.
I want to talk about Urban Meyer and the psychology and the fan response in Columbus.
Help us.
And, as you've heard people say about the things you can do when you are in power and when you are beloved and things that the fan base would stand behind him and support him as long as he beats Michigan and wins Big Ten titles. What do you think about that response, maybe ignoring the facts and just the blind loyalty?
Well, I think that's really wrong. I mean, you know, my feeling is, selfishly, I want Urban Meyer to stay. But if he has been did things really inappropriate, which it seems he very well may have, then I think he really ought to go. I think particularly we're in an age now where people are sensitive, keeping track of things more. And Paterno went for things that he didn't do years before. And we now have a potential of somebody knowing of domestic violence, domestic abuse, and not really doing anything for a number of years. Again, we'll have to wait till the facts come out. But on the face of it, he kind of said two things. First, he didn't know, and then he said he did. So we're going to have to wait and see. The only feeling, I'm a little suspect of anything happening other than a game or two, just because I think in Ohio, I mean, there's one state, you know, where you have such astonishing support for one school. And in our state, it's kind of oddly the other one, rightly or wrongly, is more than ready to jump on the other team if they're even suspected of doing something wrong. So I'll be surprised if much happens, to tell you the truth. But I do feel that if something has happened, then I think he really ought to go the way of other coaches and probably ought to leave, believe it or not.
You know, John, and I get bothered by Ohio State fans for a variety of reasons for multiple decades, but I guess the thing that really pushed me over when I saw the news last night, and obviously this morning, some more of it about that rally, was the sign carried by a fan which basically mocked the Me Too movement. In Me Too, I support Urban Meyer. Ohio, go Bucks. I mean, this is the kind of, when you're mocking something that is a tragic story in our society of what's happened, obviously with the Nassar case and all these other things, and to blatantly mock it without, let the facts play out before you go into a rally bit.
Well, I would completely agree, even though I hate to generalize from one person, you know, that might have done something.
I'm just saying these Ohio State fans that are appearing at this rally, this particular sign, I mean, let's be real, there are other similar signs about it. I mean, why would you go out there and rally and just, why? Let's just play out the facts before you support
your coach. Let me say this, Tom. I don't even think we're disagreeing. I'm taking it at a general level. I think the fact that people are supporting him, and maybe en masse, without knowing the facts is what's really wrong. I'm less concerned, even though I completely agree with you on that sign. I think there's a much bigger thing, though. You've got a number of people that want Urban Meyer regardless because of his astonishing record and his prowess as a coach. You know, he is amazing. You know, he's been an amazing coach. However, nobody can be doing things inappropriately in terms of domestic assault, sexual assault, whatever it might be, and I think that he has to be treated the same as any other person would be. I just feel in the state of Ohio, the way it is set up and with his astonishing record, even if he's done some very inappropriate things, I think he'll be treated very differently than someone else. And I hope I'm wrong.
When they witness him blatantly lie, and, you know, at Big Ten Media Day, and it's like no big deal to them, right? I mean, that's not right.
Tom, we're not going to disagree.
No. I'm just throwing my point out of why I was astonished and why I was, you know, okay. You want to call me a generalizing fans? Okay, you go down to a Michigan Ohio State. Well, you have gone down to a Michigan Ohio State fan because you went down there to bond with him. I forgot about that. So maybe I'm
wearing his scarlet and gray.
We've been to Ohio State games. We've been to Michigan State Ohio State games.
No, that doesn't. That's not a comparison.
I agree with you.
That's camaraderie there. That's fellowship.
Tom, listen. We're not going to disagree. In fact, this is scary. You and I have nothing to disagree about today, which we normally do. But I do feel that if Urban Meyer clearly was lying, hiding this, not showing it, then clearly he has done wrong. And I think that would be, looking at today's world, major enough that he ought to go. I really do. Wow. I do really believe that. And I think the fact that he fired him this year and then 3 years ago, and the fact that I believe because apparently he knew things were getting a little hotter, you know, that type thing.
I'm fine with that, John, but if we apply that standard to everyone who's in politics, we're a block southeast of the Capitol, and that building's going to be empty tomorrow.
But I also think that is what makes the Urban Meyer situation even look worse. I mean, if he had kept him on and then said, golly, I didn't know anything about this, but the fact he got rid of him showed that it's another thing that really shows he certainly knew that the heat was getting pretty hot. I think his statement about I didn't know anything
was fabricated.
Was a very foolish thing to say because he's a very bright fellow.
Right.
So I think, but it's going to be fascinating. I also have another complaint: a 2-week timeline. I don't know how you can do that. I think you have a timeline based on what you need to do because that means this investigating group, they are only have 2 weeks. That's a pretty short window for something over at least a 3-4 year period.
What if something? I guess you can extend it, but I mean, I thought that the strength of the statement.
They're not legally bound to do it in 2 weeks.
I understand
that's
it,
their objective.
Why
right?
would you even communicate that? I mean, what the Ohio State is doing is over-communicating.
Well, listen, we're not disagreeing. I think it's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens here. My belief is, like your last caller, it's probably going to be a game or two or three, you know, suspension, and then we kind of go on. I think we're really looking at something very fascinating here because we're looking at one of the titans of coaching, at one of the incredible citadels, a statewide citadel.
If he were winning 55% of his games,
he'd be gone.
Yeah. See,
I think he would be gone. I think he might be gone, believe it or not, at Michigan or Michigan State. I think that this could be. I think, I really, having been to Ohio State football games, I mean, that is, it's a kind of a secular religion in a way. It's pretty powerful.
John, I also think it's very interesting that if we had a Twitter poll question about, should Urban Meyer be punished for his handling of the Zach Smith incident? Yes, no, or I don't know. The vast majority of people would be saying yes or no, and very few would be saying I don't know. And I don't know is probably the right answer at this point. until the investigation is complete.
I don't know.
But everybody has opinions made already.
Like, Ohio.
Well, if he had lied up in there at Big Ten Media Days, there wouldn't be this issue that I have.
I understand that, but I wish I could get every coach that ever lied to me.
Well, I know.
In trouble.
But, come on, to that level. I mean, that you talk about lack of credibility.
It's a different subject matter, but the kind of people lie all the time in coaching.
Called him unprepared. I'm unprepared.
That was pretty bad.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch psychologically. John and I, the young doctor and I, are really kind of fascinated by the whole thing. It'll be interesting. Can't wait.
A couple weeks, we'll see you out at Spartan Stadium. Thanks so much, John.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with Brendan Quinn, The Athletic.